Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Sawgrass is doable. Sawgrass, just book a tee time, $750. I'm going to go ahead and click on book a tee time. See tee time.
You're going to book one right now?
I'm just going to look. What's wrong with looking? You know, I'm not buying. Just want to know.
If I said your ticket to the Masters is you have to eat an egg salad sandwich while you're there, you would do it.
If you say eat this egg salad full sandwich?
Full sandwich. You have to eat it while you're on the grounds at Augusta.
Nope, not doing it.
Unbelievable.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
I appreciate the delivery of Joe's unbelievable there. Like he's just, he's saying it to the universe.
Disappointed.
Get a load of this guy. Unbelievable. Hey, it's Jeremy and Joe, but Nate is in for Joe. Joe's off today. Nate Geary is here. What's up, Nate?
What's up? How we doing?
We're all right. You know, it's a Friday.
It is a Friday, isn't it?
You're in a vest?
Always.
You playing right after the show?
No.
Okay.
Maybe later. Not right after.
We're both, as we normally are, dressed as if we're about to play golf after the show.
You never know.
I am going to a little later today. Yes, I'm playing with Owen and Josh. We're going out and playing today.
Delaware Golf Club?
No. Oh. No. We're on the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, big road game. So, you know, it's going to be nice this weekend. It's gonna, is it going to not rain? Is it looking
supposedly,
like we might get a free and clear weekend?
Supposedly, we will have our first full rain-free weekend since November.
Great. And then temps next week hit the 80s.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
Hold my breath on that.
All right. Mid-70s, upper 70s, 80s. I've got 3 days here with a high of the upper 70s. So
good.
Yeah. May, you know, bring it on.
Have we made it?
Through the bad stuff?
Because, like, last time I was on the show, I think I proclaimed that we made it. And that was, like, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and then we didn't make it.
And then we did not make it.
But now we've made it.
I feel very good about saying we've made it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think we've made it. Well, you're in for Joe today, and we've got Sal coming up at 7. He will recap a conversation he had with Sean McDermott. McDermott joined Sal and Matt Bove on the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast that they post. And really great long-form kind of interview with McDermott. Not even talking a ton of football, but some stuff in there. So we'll talk to Sal about that. Rookie camp's underway. We have the Bills rookie numbers. We have the schedule for the schedule release, which is fun. The schedule release has also become more about the broadcast partners release, really more than anything, which streaming venue gets which game. I feel like the schedule of the schedule is more about that. First up is NBC, then is Fox, then Netflix, then Amazon. They all have their own announcements about like a game they're going to get.
Peacock.
YouTube is going to stream, from what I'm reading at ProFootballTalk.com, YouTube will stream the Brazil game for free. Everybody's going to get the game from Brazil for free on YouTube. So there you go.
That's nice of them.
That's right.
They paid all that money, and then they're just going to give it away for free.
They're going to give it away for free. Nice. Your first taste is free for YouTube.
Nice.
They're going to stream that for free. That's the report.
But you're definitely going to have to do the, we're going to sign you up for the 7-day free trial or something. You're going to.
That's a good question.
You're going to sign up.
Maybe. You're going to have to submit an email.
Yeah.
Or
at
log
least,
in
at
or
least
something.
One email is going to have to be submitted for you to get out of that.
Well, I already have YouTube TV, so I probably would have had it anyway.
Yeah, you'll be good.
Yep. As long as they don't make me create a new password,
then you're
that's fine.
Yeah, you're golden.
So we've got that coming up. Sal at 7. The Great Dane, Dane Smith, joining us at 8:30. The Bandits are waiting for their opponent in the NLL Finals. So we'll chat with him. They've got some time and going to wait until next week, really, for the NLL Finals. And, you know, some other stuff along the way. We've got football to get to, the NHL playoffs, a Chris Pronger as the GM idea that the guys on After the Whistle floated, Andrew and Craig, which
saw that
reminded me that I should go back and find it. 2 months ago, I did tweet at Chris Pronger, do you want the Sabres job? I forgot that I had done that.
Just not wrong, just early.
Because he's...
Yeah.
All right, we'll go to that right away.
Might as well.
Pronger is all of a sudden very online and very engaged in debating sports fans, Leaf fans, Sabres fans. You could just, during a game, tweet at Pronger and he'll write back.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it is just the kind of thing we do where we fill in the gaps, but Chris Pronger's out there talking with Sabres fans how the team's not tough enough. Okay.
What would you do?
Do you want the job? I mean, there's reporting that Kevin Adams might be moved to a different role, and Eric Staal comes on as an assistant, and maybe there's going to be somebody brought in for an advisory. Okay.
Assistant to the general manager.
Yeah, sure. A lot of restructuring. Give me Chris Pronger. Is that the ultimate? Here's a question for everybody out there. It's a Friday, and we're talking Sabres, GM, and all that stuff, but quickly. Is that the sucker bet, or is that fine because that's how it goes? Because I have officially moved to the place where if you told me a group of 3 to 4 NHL greats from 2006 were going to now be in charge of the team, I would think that's a great idea.
I wouldn't.
What's the problem with it?
I don't have a real reason to push back on any idea.
Aren't a lot of front offices, a bunch of former players, and in this case, you would, instead of your own alumni, which you could do that. I've sat here and said, does Ryan Miller want the job?
Sure.
The idea that Eric Staal is back after sitting with it for a day made me realize, okay, so one of the prominent hockey families in the world, Staal's,
yeah,
he now works for the Sabres. And, you know, when he goes out and about around town, like, oh, you're with the Sabres these days, huh? How things are. Oh, yeah, we're turning it around.
Mm-hmm.
If I owned the Sabres, to me, like, that would seem like
something you'd want to do.
Sure. Yeah. Well, not just an ambassador, but somebody with hockey credibility
juice.
To work with Kevin Adams. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's as good an idea as any, fully understanding that that might be the sucker bet. But, you know, here we are with the point where the drought is long enough that I don't think the sucker bet really scares anybody anymore because they've tried a lot of stuff.
Doesn't scare me.
No.
I'm, in fact, not scared to do anything. I just would like something. I feel like that's kind of what we've all been clamoring for. Like last week, or maybe it was like Wednesday or earlier this week, tweeted out like which of these droughts are worse? You know, the 17-year Bills playoff drought or the current Sabres playoff drought. And part of my argument for being the Sabres was that they kind of stopped caring about selling hope. There hasn't really been a thing. Like during the Bills drought, I know these, in hindsight, are kind of funny, but like the whole Rex Ryan thing was like, it was a pursuit and he was a name.
Yep.
And he was at least some level of credibility for the new owner to have as his head coach and face the franchise. He made funny things in the media and you were like, okay, like here's something. They trapped Mario Williams into a room and made him sign the largest contract ever for a defensive player. That was like, okay, you know, they drafted Willis McGahee. That was fun for a hot minute. Like there were just like spurts of, hey, we're gonna give you something here. This is shut you up, get you back, and keep you here until week six until we start having blackouts
again.
Did you say
T.O. yet?
T.O. They gave him the key to the city. I would love for the Sabres to get someone here. We'd have to consider having the new mayor provide them the key to the city. That's hope.
Who is the NHL's T.O.? Don't get sidetracked by that. I'm thinking about that for a minute.
So I guess where I would just like is something, is at least an acknowledgement of, you know, guys, we haven't sold you anything in a while. this one's on the house. Yeah. This one, I don't think Chris Pronger really does that. But if it's like a move for him to be the GM, that's a little hope. That's selling something.
I don't know if he's qualified.
I don't even know either.
GM went in as a first-time GM. The previous GM went a first-time GM. The previous GM was a first-time GM.
Yeah.
They hire first-time GMs all the time.
Yep.
So, anybody in the front office? Yeah, we'll see.
Just sell me something. Sell me something different. Instead of making me just line up and it's prison meal line. That's what we're doing with the Sabres.
There's
right now
one spot where this is usually a time of year, and maybe this is a statement about how not just about where fans are with the Sabres, and you know, here we are talking about them, so apologies. But this is the time of year where almost every year I would get the guys, I'm watching the playoffs, and it's pretty clear how far away the Sabres are. That was a routine call, 10 calls, 100 tweets, that exact sentence, and I have not seen that one time this postseason. Not one. Now, that doesn't mean people don't feel that way. It might mean that they just don't send it to me. Or it might mean that they don't even really compare it and think about it the same way that we used to.
Yeah.
They'd miss by 3 points, and we'd say, what are we worried about? If they had made it, come on.
They're getting swept.
Right. This team is not on the level of insert XYZ. Instead, the only thing I saw to this kind of idea was that the Sabres, what are they, not better than the Blues? They could have done that. Why can't they be the Blues, who went to 7 games against Winnipeg and then lost in overtime of Game 7? So
they're good enough to blow a 3-1 lead in the third period in the Game 7.
Yes.
They're good enough for that.
Some people would long for that.
Woo-hoo, wouldn't we?
I'm over here watching you go through life as a Knicks fan right now.
Yeah.
Wondering, like, how's that like
to just
live and die?
We're trying to manufacture humility as Knicks fans. We're like, I'm just walked into the series going, hey, they're probably going to get swept. Maybe we pull one game out of this. Let's just be self-aware about who we are. Let's enjoy the fact that they're in the second round of the playoffs. And then the first game happened, and the same thing. It was like, oh, well, we won our game early in the series. And now I'm still not over the edge of I think that they're actually going to win the series. But, yeah, that's fun watching your team play in the playoffs, meaningful games.
I bet. Are you pacing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, I went out to dinner on Wednesday night and had the game on the phone. Despite the looks of my girlfriend and some of the other people at the table, sorry, guys, it's the fourth quarter. I know we're down 20, but I'm going to throw this on.
And
I'm going to watch
this. Not only, I know we're down 20, we were 2 days ago, too, but they won that
game. They won that game. I got to watch
And they probably said, well, there's no chance they're going to do that again.
Right.
Of course they did.
They did.
Well, you're living a playoff life over there.
It's nice.
I'm over here looking at the NFL schedule release. Now, I'm watching the Sabres, the NHL playoffs as well.
I will say both the NBA and NHL playoffs have been
incredible.
Fantastic.
Incredible.
Multiple game sevens. The NBA playoffs are as good as they've been in a long time.
It's been comebacks. It's been last night. So I woke up this morning to the Vegas-Edmonton game last night was electric. It was great. And I woke up this morning to an Elliot Friedman tweet that said, Draisaitl wins it for Edmonton. It's like, okay, that must have been overtime, and Draisaitl wins it. And if you've not yet seen this goal, you've not?
I have not.
Allow me to tell you that, all due respect to Elliot Friedman, who is the best, but Draisaitl wins it undersells what happens on this play greatly. What happens is, it's McDavid and Draisaitl on a 2-on-1.
Stop me if you heard that.
And McDavid does one of those looping back and then hit super warp speed, and he dusts Eichel into the center of the earth and then feeds Draisaitl for an open tap.
Wow, yeah, just literally, I pulled the video up. You commentated it perfectly.
Listen, people around here like to poke fun at Jack Eichel for whatever reason they want to. That's totally in bounds and fair.
Oh,
but I don't know that a human forward on earth has a chance against McDavid at that speed. What are you supposed to do? He got, a 30-yard head start?
Trip him?
To go full speed, face on face with room on both sides at a forward. That is Derrick Henry in the open field against me. That is... It's over.
Seeing McDavid wind it up like that.
Oh my God.
The nightmare fuel of every hockey player other than Leon Draisaitl.
Yes.
Like, everybody else on the planet sees McDavid take that little neutral zone loop and get low for that little outlet pass from his D, and he's moving. You got to get out of the way.
I will say.
Eichel should have laid down on the ice.
Yes.
To avoid embarrassment.
Literally, like, probably the best move.
Or lay down, make him jump over you.
Yes. Right.
Make him jump a hurdle. That's all you can do. You're a hurdle for him to jump over. And then, as a goalie, seeing that coming, he's coming
supposed to do
so fast, you can't play the pass at all.
Yeah.
Because he's flying at you.
Yeah. It's the first time I've felt bad for Jack Eichel since he's left. I felt bad for him on that one.
I mean, it's a 2-on-2 because right there's a defenseman back. It's a 2-on-2 that turns into a 2-on-1 and the goalie has no chance.
No,
it's over.
Zero chance.
It's just over. There.
Like, you see Hill dive, his stick's flying through the air.
Over.
It's gone.
Yep.
It's
Eichel
insane.
And I mean former Sabres Eichel and Victor Olofsson had been putting on a show in this game, and just McDavid just too good. It's watching, if you haven't seen the clip yet, you know, go find it. Watch him curl back like Owen says, and then I kind of want slow-mo so I can see the number of times that McDavid takes a step, because it's almost like the cartoon, you know, your feet go and then you shoot off 100 miles an hour. How many steps do you take? 200 little tiny steps with his feet as he builds his speed. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. And can he do what he almost did last year and carry them the whole way? I mean, we have other great players that are in there, too. He's not alone. Drysdale's pretty great.
He's right. He might win the Hart.
Can those two do it again and get them to the brink of the Stanley Cup?
I don't know. I don't think they're ever going to win it.
Edmonton?
Yeah.
Because of their goalie or because of what?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just felt like if they were going to win it was going to be, what, last year?
I don't know. I mean, they're in the second round. They're up 2-0 after road wins.
And it felt like Vegas was kind of favored going into that series.
Yep.
And they have not. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of don't ever want them to win.
Why? You don't want McDavid to win?
Especially because Jack has already won.
Yeah.
There's just something about that draft that will always, you know, I mean, we don't have a lot else.
Are you also rooting against Mitch Marner to win one?
I don't ever want Toronto
Hanifin
to win.
Hanifin? Is the whole
is
year,
Hanifin,
the whole
yeah.
draft class?
I simply can't watch Hanifin win one. it's that draft class. Jack's got it. I don't know. It's not that I root against Connor McDavid. He's an unbelievable player. When he's on TV, I love to watch. I think I'd like for him to like be on to another team before he wins a Stanley Cup. Like he finally moves on somewhere and then wins a Stanley Cup.
Wow.
Like almost like an Elway situation where it's at the end. He's on his last legs and he finally wins one. Steve Young.
Boy.
We need a good late career story in the NHL.
A will he get it done story?
Yes.
Yeah, that didn't happen for Crosby. And
no.
Ovechkin, it went long enough,
long.
But he got it.
Yeah.
He's still alive for this year, too. The McDavid play. It's play of the night. Draisaitl wins it. The headline at NHL.com is Leon King. Like, hold on a minute, guys. Hold on. That was a McDavid game. I mean, sure. He gets more credit for what happened on that play than Draisaitl did. Anyway. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Edmonton wins in overtime 5-4. Carolina lost Washington tonight, Toronto and Florida. Toronto taking a step forward. Speaking of like who you're rooting for, yesterday in the afternoon show, they talked about this a bit. Like Toronto wins tonight, it's chokehold on the way to the conference final. I mean, they're up 2-0 and on the road in Florida tonight. Big test for them. You don't want Toronto to win.
Uh-uh.
I'd be fine with it.
I'd
be fine with it.
I want them to never win. I'm upset that they won the first series. There's something right about them losing in the playoffs. It's almost like if they keep winning, it's a recession indicator. Like, okay. We should worry about a recession.
Right.
If Toronto gets to a Stanley Cup. We should worry about that.
I think I'd be in
the
for
financial
it.
Markets might absolutely plunge into oblivion.
Just because of the
just
lease
because
somehow?
The lease. Yeah.
I think I'd be into it. Edmonton, Toronto, who do you root for?
That would be Armageddon for me.
You would hate it.
I would hate it. But at the same time, I think that would be the best possible matchup for the NHL.
Yes, I think so too.
Two huge Canadian markets, especially Toronto fans would be coming out of the woodwork if they were in the Stanley Cup.
Yep. Like Yankee fans.
Oh, yeah, I've been a Toronto fan for 15 years.
Well, in that case, they probably have a lot out there.
Yeah.
I think I'd be,
Canadian Stanley Cup would be.
Who would I want to win out of the East ahead of them? Not really anybody. Carol, all right, if you want a rooting interest and you want to do this, Buffalo fans, this is dirty to say it, but I'll just go for it. If you want the Bills of that sport to win, then you should root for Carolina.
Yeah, they are the Bills.
They have been very good for a lot of years, and they have not been far enough, and they don't have their cup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, they got one that you might remember in 06.
I think that the
Hurricanes are like, okay, it's the year of the team that's been good for a while breaking through. That's Carolina. They're always good.
Yeah, I don't like them either. But I would rather see Toronto than Carolina.
I think I would too.
But yeah, I agree with you. They've been waiting. They've been knocking on the door and then absolutely falling short in the playoffs.
Yeah,
every year
they've not made a cup final.
No.
I think they got to a conference final once in the last however long. It's been a while for Carolina.
And Brenda Moore still being there, great coach. I mean, if they let Brenda Moore go, whatever, 2 years ago or last year when they re-signed him and there was questions about whether or not he would be back. In the NHL, to keep hitting your head where they've hit their head, which is not really getting to conference finals.
Yeah, they got to it in 2023 and in 2019.
But, like, they're kind of hitting their head in the first and second round.
Most of their losses are second round.
Yeah.
Second round in 19 and 20 and 22 and 24.
Like, usually coaches don't make it that long in the NHL. The NHL is, like, pretty historically impatient at head coach.
Chew up a coach and spit him out.
But he's part of the complication with that. I mean, he's a franchise legend. So that kind of also makes it difficult. But, yeah, Carolina. I don't know. I have a hard time rooting for them, obviously, for obvious reasons. I'm not as, I would say, dramatic about it as Joe is. But I know it ruined Joe's childhood. It didn't feel good for me, but I wasn't as impressionable at that age. I'm older than Joe. So I still had my feelings intact.
Yeah. It's tough to carry around that level of hate for
That long.
For that long.
It's a long time to carry that kind of hate.
It really is.
It's respectable, though.
It's also, one of the reasons is it's hard to carry around because nobody really individually has been in your own way. So you're not mad. Like, for Bills fans in the drought, Tom Brady existed for most of it.
Yeah.
You could hate him the whole way.
Whole time. There is a week, 2 week period of Joe's life and a lot of Sabres fans' life where Carolina ruined a lot of things, but it was 2 weeks. It's not like they've killed you for 15 years. They also haven't won a game there.
It was
like
a couple
years,
weeks, but it was, two decades of realizing that it's just that bad, was bad luck.
Yeah, and that was like, that was kind of your shot.
Yeah, a lot of bad luck there.
Yeah.
Anyway, 803-0550, the NHL playoffs underway, the NBA, they're both incredible. And if you got to see that McDavid winner the Draisaitl winner against Vegas last night. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Congratulations to Victor Olofsson, who found the score sheet, former Sabre. Okay, today, we'll get to the schedule stuff. We also have the Bills' numbers, and there's a big-time mistake from one of the rookies. Not the Bills rookie. There's a rookie out there that's wearing a terrible number, and you should fade him in all your fantasy drafts because he's on the Bears, and he's wearing the wrong number. We'll get to that. But the Bills' numbers are in. We'll have some fun with Bills' numbers. We will talk with Sal at 17, Smith at 8:30. And, just a run-of-the-mill Friday. We're hanging out and chatting with you here on WGR.
Can't get around Bouchard, who forces it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Off the puck. Hyman has hit the crossbar. McDavid, a goal post here in the OT. McDavid picks one back to the net. Turns Hyman. Scores! Game two to Edmonton. Final 5-4 in overtime.
The Oilers have a comeback win in every game in the playoffs. They fall behind, they win. Did it again. Up 2-0 on Vegas. It's Jeremy and Joe. Nate Geary is in for Joe today. Bills rookie camp begins today. Sal Capaccio joining us at 7 o'clock to preview that. And also recap a conversation he and Matt Bove had with Bills head coach Sean McDermott. They have the It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, and McDermott sat down with them for nearly an hour to talk about all things Bills, and in there got some good nuggets from McDermott on, you know, his mindset, his approach, all that stuff. So we'll get some of the highlights there, and we'll talk about it with Sal. We also have the Bills rookie numbers. Everybody's got their numbers.
That's right.
I am very happy to report I don't see a bad number in the bunch. Although some positions might be immune to bad numbers, but here are your Bills rookies. Shout out the first name of who it reminds you of. Or like who you'll have to mentally say, oh, okay, that's not blank anymore. Now that's Max Hairston. Max Hairston, 31.
It's Rasul.
It is Rasul Douglas.
Yeah, it's Rasul.
Is it Jairus Byrd, too?
Yeah, but first things, recency bias.
Okay. And what running back would have worn 31? Some along the way would have worn 31.
Sammy Morris?
That might be right. Here's a fun one. 37. Jordan Hancock is going to wear 37.
It's Larry Centers.
I did not hear you. I did not.
Really?
I did not have you going for Larry Centers.
Really?
No.
It was immediate.
It's not wrong. I can't think of another 37 off the top of my head for the Bills.
Is it bad that I thought of Casey Mittelstadt immediately for some reason?
You know what? Hey, he would have worn a jersey like this at the World Juniors.
Yes, he would have.
So you're going to be watching Bills games like, who made that tackle? Mittelstadt? Oh, geez, no, I gotta get out of my head. That's Jordan Hancock.
Damn it.
All right. Dorian Strong, 43. That's Terrell Bernard.
I was going to say Byron Scott.
Get ready, because Terrell Bernard switching to number 8.
Is going to be, that's going to be a tough one.
Can I tell you a funny conversation I had with Joe Marino and Jerry Ostrowski on this? So we do a show on YouTube and as part of the Lockdown Bills podcast. It's Bills Squad. It's twice a week. We have like a round table. And Joe is a big numbers guy. He cares about numbers, and he's kind of saying, like, Terrell Bernard should have kept 43.
Yeah.
He's not a very big linebacker, and 8's a small number. And I half-kidding suggested, and I'm still kind of half-kidding, if Derrick Henry bursts through the hole and sees 8, doesn't he think, ooh, that's a defensive back?
Yeah, sure.
So one of the two ways this could go. Terrell Bernard is trying to lure players into thinking he's a DB and then making the play, or he's not the biggest linebacker, but anyway, get ready for Terrell Bernard to be wearing number 8.
I thought that 43 was barely a linebacker number, but.
Well, Dorian Strong is going to wear it now. Chase Lunt, 77. I don't know.
I do. Why can't I think of his
name? Jamie Nails. No, he was 74.
Who was the guard?
Dolphin.
Yeah. Who was the guard the Bills drafted and then traded to Cleveland? He became an All-Pro. Miles Teller.
Wyatt Teller. Miles Teller's an actor.
Yes, the actor. So Wyatt Teller, 77.
Jamie Nails was 74.
77.
Caden Prather.
Okay.
81, Peerless Price. Peerless Price.
Yeah.
Somebody's worn it since Peerless, right?
T.O.
All right. It's the second time in 36 minutes
that we've dropped T.O.
has been
the show.
Forgotten and yep. then dropped. Caden Prather, 81. The tight end, Jackson Hawes, 85.
Jay Reimersma.
Oh. Wrong answer.
Okay.
It's not wrong, but it's a wrong answer. That's Lee Smith.
Come on. All right. I mean,
that's
yeah.
the perfect tribute.
I guess.
Jackson Hawes, the best blocking tight end.
That is a good point. It's a good tribute. He's wearing, it is a good tribute.
That's Lee Smith.
That guy gets history.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
And then TJ Sanders. I've got a couple more. TJ Sanders, 98.
Star Lotulele or Latulele. Just really depends on how you want to say it.
Deion Walker, the Bills' fourth round defensive tackle, 96.
96. Like, that feels like an obscure number.
Is it like Quentin Jefferson? I don't know. Who's wearing 96? All-time Bills, 96. Boogie Basham.
Thinking of a linebacker. Posey?
Jeff Posey.
Jeff Posey, I'm pretty sure was 96.
You're going for Jeff Posey. That
you
is
are correct. Wow.
That is correct, yes. Also would have accepted John DiGiorgio.
Sure.
For a little bit of time. Leon Seals is a good answer here for Bill.
Leon
fans.
Seals a fantastic answer.
Yes. Terrell Troop.
Jeff
briefly.
Posey.
And then Landon Jackson, 94.
Oh, well, Mario.
And Schobel.
And Schobel.
Listen.
I think it should be Schobel. That you think of.
Jackson Warren 94 is a good.
There's some good history.
That number has produced off the edge for the Bills.
Yes, it has.
So Landon Jackson 94. Those are your Bills rookie numbers. What's Elijah Moore? I didn't see Elijah Moore.
18.
18. Peyton Manning. Not for the Bills, but.
Right.
18 was Donald Jones.
Donald Jones. Most recently, Amari Cooper.
Right. Okay.
18. Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton.
That's the one. All it's right. Kyle Orton.
There's your numbers. Bills rookie camp rolling from One Bills Drive today.
You're gonna go find some video, right? I mean, you're gonna.
Of what?
A mini camp. Do you do that? Like, you get out of here, you go home, you're on the laptop, you're like, well, Bills mini camp. Let's go see if we can go on the Bills website and see if they've
sure.
got video.
Whatever they show,
I
you know.
I just want to watch. The thing I'm most excited to watch is I'd like to see the functional speed of Hairston. I want to see what it looks like amongst the rest of the rookies. I just want to see if it really stands out to me.
Well, that's interesting because on the Bills Embedded, this has happened before where the Bills are joking or flat out, in this case, telling a player, I hope you don't run that fast because if you run fast, we can't get you. That was famously Gabe Davis. They mm-hmm. hoped he ran a slow time so they could sneak him through in the draft, and they ultimately got him. So with Hairston's speed, that conversation I just referenced with Joe Marino and Jerry O, in that conversation, a phrase came up called speed arrogance, where maybe you remember Josh Allen has arm arrogance. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. He knows he can get away with things. He can try things that others maybe can't. And that was referenced for Hairston. Speed arrogance, the kind of guy that can maybe leave a little space knowing he can close that space.
Yeah.
And if he's a guy that can make plays on the ball, you know, if you're it's funny, Nate, you know how this works. If you're too good of a cover corner, they'll never throw it at you. And if you want to get the ball, if you want to get takeaways, you need throws on your side. So you kind of, in some cases, of course, would have to bait quarterbacks into thinking they can make that throw. So speed arrogance as a compliment to Hairston. And one of the plays I remember speaking of him, of course, was the play. He makes a play on an Isaiah Bond deep over kind of route where he loses Bond and then makes up ground.
Yeah.
And Bond, of course, is a speedster himself. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he fits in. This defense is going to have high expectations, as it should. McDermott's, you know, kind of, or Bean's kind of rebuilt it for McDermott. And, you know, as we go through those numbers, those are defensive ends and tackles and cornerbacks, got a lot of youth on that unit. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It is just, you know, kind of free-for-all Friday. Sal coming up.
Free-for-all Friday.
Free-for-all Friday.
Love that.
Sal coming up top of the hour. The NFL schedule release is Wednesday, and yesterday the NFL put out a release about the timeline for the schedule release.
Yep.
This is the schedule of the schedule release.
They did that during the draft, too. The reveal of the schedule reveal.
Yes.
When they will reveal the reveal.
So ahead of the – this is what it reads at NFL.com. Ahead of the release of the schedule, the league's broadcast partners will announce select games on the following days. Here's the first question. When do we find our first Bills game? Monday, May 12th, NBC makes an announcement on the Today Show. Fox makes an announcement, and Prime Video makes an announcement. I really think there's only one spot for that one, and that's Prime. Because NBC will be the Thursday night kickoff game.
Yep.
It'll be Eagles and someone at home,
right,
whoever that is.
Yeah.
Then Fox will be what? Week 7, it's the Cowboys and the
yep,
or something. Prime Video, May 12th, that's the first Thursday night game.
Yeah.
And that could definitely be the Bills. That could be the Bills. They did it where they were an early Thursday night game. Was that last year?
Was it the Jags?
I thought they played Miami on a Thursday early last year.
Home.
But they were on a Thursday early at one point, recently. Week two against Miami. Maybe that's 2 years ago they did that.
Okay. It was in Miami.
Yes.
Yeah, because it wasn't here.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. So that I think the earliest we can learn about a Bills game
is Monday.
Would be there.
Yeah. And then on Prime. Yeah.
Yeah. It was last year.
It was. So that was home then.
It was.
Because they played early. They flipped.
It was in Miami. The Bills open with the Cardinals, 34-28. They win that game. They go to Miami. Remember, they pick off Tua. Jamarcus Ingram had a pick six.
Yes.
They win in Miami, yes, 31-10. They run all over the Dolphins. So, you know what? I'm taking it back. They're not opening on Prime. They're not opening on Thursday Night Football.
They're not going to do it 2 years in a row.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That was last year. So those are the first three.
Maybe they throw a New England game in there early.
That's right, they could. ESPN on Tuesday, we find out some of ESPN's schedule on Good Morning America. And then on CBS mornings, we find out some of CBS's. And on Netflix on Wednesday, May 14th, we find out some of Netflix. So the full schedule comes out at night, but we're going to have, 15 to 20% of it by the time that reveal actually comes out.
I'm expecting a flip of the script a little bit. Do you remember the last time the Bills would have played New England early in the season?
Oh, boy.
It feels like probably the last 5 years minimum.
It's late.
It's like their two matchups are the last two of the last 3 weeks of the year.
Yeah. Well, I can give you this answer. The last time the Bills played New England before,
like, October.
Yeah. In 2023, they played in October. And before that, we're going back to, it's 2019 where
yeah,
they play before October, before November.
It's been a while.
Yeah, they usually play New England late.
Yes.
I mean,
it's two December games. I think that's going to flip.
Yeah.
I think they're more relevant.
Play New England sooner.
Yes. That could be their division, like early primetime division game. Who has more primetime games this year, New England or Miami?
That's a great question. Probably Miami.
Probably Miami. But I could easily make you a case. How much? I don't know if Sales ever asked Mike North this, but how much does what they could be versus who they were last year play into the relevancy meter?
That's a good question. We can ask Sal at the top of the hour how he asks that to Mike North. But my answer to that would be, could be, and market size equals you're getting prime time. That's
okay.
How Chicago got a million primetime
sure
games.
And they always get
and they still
time
will, yeah, this year,
yes,
too,
they
right?
Will.
Won't
they
it be
will
another
have
example of who
they will have the tied for the most primetime
yeah
games.
It'll be who they could be.
Yep.
Again.
That will always be them, though.
But now they have a coach and they have a quarterback, yep, and they have the talent to match it. Like, they should be interesting to exciting. I mean, Ben Johnson for Matt Eberflus is a pretty big deal.
Yes.
But New England, are you ready to pick New England to finish second in the division?
Yes.
I am too.
I just because I am picking them as second, I think to me is more of an indictment of the rest of the division and not how close I think they are right to the Bills.
Miami looks like they're as close to falling apart as they could be. And the Jets are, the Jets are going to be plucky, but I don't expect the Jets to be very good.
The Dolphins are a flagrant match lighting away from implosion.
Yes,
to
agree.
Me.
I agree.
Like they are.
They might trade Tyreek Hill. They might trade Jalen Ramsey still. Yeah, their draft
even
was,
without that, even without even those without potentials, I think that like they're a 0-3 start from pure meltdown. I kind of hope they're on Hard Knocks. That would be good.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us.
When do they announce who's on Hard Knocks?
That's a good question.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know.
This year, the Bills are eligible. They changed the eligibility requirements. I don't think the Bills would get it, but.
Well, let me tell you, the Bills definitely do not want it. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe they do. Hey, they have some top brass that has been doing a lot of media, so maybe they do want it. Maybe not. Tough guess.
Don't think they're shy of that spotlight.
But they probably don't want it.
No.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Sal, top of the hour on Rookie Camp and his conversation with Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. We'll get Sal's thoughts on that. It's Jeremy and Joe, Nate in for Joe here today on WGR. Happy Friday. Jeremy and Joe, Nate is in for Joe today. We'll get to Sal coming up. Top of the hour, his conversation, his recap with Bills head coach Sean McDermott. The nicer weather is upon us, and that is good news. It's already like May 9th. No derby.
I had frost on my windshield this morning.
Yep, frost? I did too. Oh, okay. But that's fine. I'm good with frost.
I was going to say, no derby, but the Preakness is still a couple weeks away, and the derby winner is not going to race in it. You had frost in your windshield?
Yeah.
It was a little chilly. I did turn the heat on last night.
My car said 37 when I started it.
Yeah, I did. I'm not the kind of person that thinks turning the heat on when it's cold, when you're mad that it's cold, is some sort of loss. You'll have your I don't turn the heat on until December 1st proud.
Sure. Yep.
I don't turn the heat. I turn the heat on when it's cold. That's my hot take here.
Okay.
If I'm cold, I'm turn the heat up a little bit. You know, keep it fresh.
I didn't do that this morning.
No heat.
I decided against putting the heat on. I also wore a short sleeve shirt. When I walked out this morning, I did say to myself, short sleeves were a choice. Like no quarter
chilly.
Zip. Like I threw the vest on, but you know the vest is more of a, you know, it's middle of your body. It's keeping warm. The arms were chilly this morning. Instead of putting on the defrosters, I just put the windshield wipers on until my body heat allowed for the windshield.
You defrosted the windshield
with my natural heat.
You should have put the vest on it.
I similarly put a vest on this morning, walked out of my house and went, oh,
yeah,
I'm going to be a little cold, and went and got a full sleeved sweater.
Fine with it.
It was a tough moment going back into the house.
803-0550. Sal on the other side. The Bills are back to work rookie minicamp this weekend and the rookie tour as well, as they kind of get to know this area. So we'll talk with Sal. He had a long conversation with Sean McDermott yesterday. We can get into that as well. But the head coach's mindset as he approaches yet another season here in Buffalo. The Bills are out there, you know, between Bean and McDermott, they want to talk. They want to tell everybody and connect with the fans, which I think is you know, good to do. And McDermott here speaking with Sal and Matt Bove attempting to do that. So we'll talk to Sal coming up here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.